Hi, this is Paul Marks, host and producer of Multifamily Matters. Today we're going to air the best of Multifamily Matters. It's a very educational and informative episode, so listen and enjoy the best of Multifamily Matters.
Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses the current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. Stay tuned and listen to the movers and shakers in multifamily share their opinions and thoughts about what's old, what's new, and where the multifamily industry is heading in the future. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Well, welcome and thank you for joining in to Multifamily Matters, the only broadcast radio show in the nation that is solely dedicated to the multifamily industry. I am Paul Marks, and we have a great show today, a full show with wonderful guests who are experts on today's topic. So, you own or manage multifamily properties. How are you handling your resident retention? Do you or your team really have the time that it takes to create a real sense of community at your properties? Are you aware that there's a proven program that takes most of the burden off of your team and improves your resident renewals? So with this in mind, our topic today is Apartment Life, a unique resident retention program. Joining me in the studio is Aaron Hardy, Vice President of Client Relations with Apartment Life, Stacy Hunt, Executive Director at Graystar, Lorena Crump, Regional Manager at the Lincoln Property Company. Joining us by phone is Tiffany Scarlett, Business Manager with Alliance Residential. And Idazel Arienza, a resident who lives at a community where Apartment Life's program is in place. Welcome, everybody.
Thanks for having us.
So,
thank you. Welcome.
So I wanted to ask you, Aaron, for the benefit of our listeners, just give a brief description of Apartment Life and what it basically does, and then we'll kind of jump into the a deeper dive.
Sure. So Apartment Life is a resident services program where we come in and have a team of two people or a coordinator basically create a neighborhood for you on site. And they do that through four different ways. One of the ways being welcome visits. When new residents move in, the team or the coordinator goes and visits that person and brings them a welcome gift, introduces themselves to the community in general, but also to themselves as human beings, as being neighbors. And then the second part of their visits are renewal visits. They will go and touch base with residents whose leases will be coming up soon, find out, you know, what are there things that they love about the apartment community, if they're planning on renewing. So they get a good feel from the resident about whether or not they're going to continue making that place a home again or not. One of the really important tools that we use is connecting. We live in a society where a culture of connectedness is a desire. And so we use the tools of throwing events each month for apartment communities to draw residents together. And we figure out what's fun and what's exciting to them. And we throw those events for them. And the fourth way is individualized care. Most people are familiar with Apartment Life because we used to be called CARES teams. We recently rebranded and have just dropped the name CARES and just our Apartment Life teams now. But part of what we do is organically care for people, care for our neighbors. And that looks like a lot of different things. Caring for people when they're sick, it's, you know, pet sitting for them. It is just inviting them over for dinner and just introducing them to other people in the community in general.
Stacy, everything she said, I hear on a consistent basis that in a lot of apartment communities, that sense of community is lacking, that you don't know your neighbors and so forth. Why is this important when it comes to resident retention?
Well, it's really critical to create a sense of community because so many people that move to Houston. Houston is an incredible city. It's a very diverse city. But it's very transient also. We have a tremendous number of people moving here, moving in and out of the city for different job locations. A lot of it has to do with the oil and gas industry, the ups and downs of that business. So, you know, one of the key things that we try to create at all these communities, and we manage roughly 38,000 units in Houston, it's about 150 apartment communities, is the feeling that you know, somebody cares about you, you know, mm-hmm. that you're not just moving into the property and you're just another number. You're just not just another resident. We want people to be involved in the community. We want them to be on watch out for their neighbors, and make suggestions about how we can better operate the community. So, and the Apartment Life teams, you know, really help us in that regard, because one of the key expenses in an apartment community operation from a financial standpoint is the turnover. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in years past, we've had as many as, 2/3 of the apartment residents in our properties, might move out each year, you know, for another apartment community or a job transfer or whatever the reason, or to buy a home. Now, frankly, that number has come way down since we don't have as many home buyers as we used to, but it's still important to try to keep the turnover down. Because each time that we have to have someone move out, we have to release the unit, we have marketing cost, we have the cost of the actual turnover, the days that no one is living there, that no one's collecting any rent. So it's a huge financial incentive for the property to create a sense of home, so to speak, so that people, frankly, want to renew their leases and they'll stay there, you know, 2 years or 3 years or 4 years. Or, you know, we've got people now that are, you know, certainly recognizing that the apartment occupancy is a lifestyle as opposed to a way station to somewhere else.
Right. Tiffany.
Yes.
You're a property manager on a community that has apartment life. What do you see as the advantages and how do they assist you or take the load off of what you're doing?
Oh, my goodness. Where to begin? They help in so many ways. I am currently on 419 units, smack dab in the heart of Midtown in Houston, Texas, and the hustle and bustle of every day is just, it's nonstop. So my CARES team with Apartment Life, they take so much off of our plate. They put on 3 events monthly. That alone, the time it takes to coordinate with your vendors and different people within the community to arrange these events, one in its own is just so time-consuming. But two, they go all the way with it, from everything from the details to the flyers to communicating with the residents, putting it all together. And that alone is just such a huge help. It's stuff that, you know, our team doesn't have the time to do. And when we do, you know, find that little bit of downtime, you don't get to put in that extra time and details that they really get to do for you. And for me, that is a huge help. The resident retention alone out of it is amazing. Our community has an average of 46% to 52% closing ratio month over month with just renewal retention. And I have to give a big amount of that to my Apartment Life team.
That's great.
They do a great, great job at closing that back door for us, keeping the sense of community within the community. The residents love the events, so I have to give it to them. They do a great job taking that off of us.
That's great. You had mentioned, you know, the events, and Aaron, I want to take a little bit closer look at those in another segment, one of the next segments. Because the events that you guys put on are not like, you know, someone goes to the grocery store and brings out a cake. I mean, you guys really put a lot into it. And I was going to ask you, Adizel, you look forward to these events when they happen at your property, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. There was just a Halloween event and actually a dog park event the last few days. And I so look forward to all of them because it's an opportunity for not only for you to have fun with all of the food and events that they put on, but also to meet your other neighbors. And I think that that's something I look forward to the most. I've met so many people at these events and have created a like mini community just from going to these Apartment Life events. So it's really nice to see an apartment complex put these things together and allow for that interaction and that connection to happen. So I really do enjoy going to those 2 events that they put on every single month.
That's great. Aaron, what's the footprint of Apartment Life across the country?
Yeah, we are in 28 states currently, and we service 490 apartment communities, which translates to 185,000 units that we serve each month across the nation.
And I would imagine you could do a lot more, but getting the teams to put on site is, you got to find the right people for that property, don't you?
That's correct. Yeah. Within the process of getting an apartment life team on site, we sit down and we have an expectations meeting. We talk about the needs of the community and find out what kind of needs are there as far as like the lifestyle, the type of resident who's living there, what they're going to be interested in as far as events and things like that, so that we can find the right person or team to go and relate well to them. And that's really important. That's really a key process to having a really good program, is having the right fit for the community, for the lifestyle, and the people who are living there.
All right. Well, this is fascinating to me. I've heard a lot about apartment life around the country when I've gone to different shows and conventions, and I wanted to have you guys in here today. We're going to take a break right now. We're going to be back after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Multifamily properties' water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's eConserve at 713-662-3220.
Your property and liability insurance is one of your highest expenses. Put Ted W. Allen and Associates' 50-plus years of experience in multifamily insurance to work for you. If you have multiple properties on separate policies, you may qualify for a master policy, which can eliminate the need for multiple insurance renewals and provide you significantly lower premiums. Call Ted W. Allen & Associates at 281-378-7500. That's 281-378-7500. Or online at tedwallen.com.
Looking for cost savings and curb appeal? Call WaterLogic, the nation's specialist in multifamily property water management. Using interactive, smart water technology, WaterLogic's professionals can help you save up to 40% on irrigation water annually, potentially adding tens of thousands of dollars back into your budget. Call WaterLogic at 713-983-9555 for a no-cost irrigation usage analysis. Your property will look great, and you'll be a hometown hero.
Tired of being burned by your carpet vendor? Nobody has you covered like Rasa Floors. They lead the industry with same-day service and cutting-edge technology, like their online ordering portal and mobile app, so you can place orders instantly. The professionals at Rasa Floors are the industry experts, offering the hottest new styles of carpet and hard surfaces that will help you achieve your goals. Visit them on social media, watch their videos, and look for them at local trade shows. Rasa Floors will help you make ready your apartment homes for new residents. For more information, visit rasafloors.com.
Well, we are back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, and we're discussing the topic of apartment life, a unique resident retention program. Joining me in the studio is Aaron Harvey, Vice President of Client Relations with Apartment Life, Stacy Hunt, Executive Director at Graystar, Lorena Crump, Regional Manager with Lincoln Property Company, and joining us by phone is Ida Zell Arienza, who is a resident that has at a property where there is an apartment life team on site, as well as Tiffany Scarlett, who is a business manager with Alliance Residential. Before we jump back into the conversation, I want to remind our listeners you can go to our website and listen to this episode or any archived episode, as well as make topic and guest suggestions. It is www.multifamilyradio.com. Aaron, I know, as big as an organization as Apartment Life is, that you do studies and pay attention to the numbers. There is a value proposition that Apartment Life brings to the table. It's a proven program. Give us some of those numbers so that our listeners can understand the benefits that happens on a property when they have an Apartment Life team.
Sure, yeah. So ROI is one of the studies that have been proven out for us. Different companies like Graystar and Lincoln have hired third parties to do that research and find out, you know, what are we actually getting in return for this? And in those studies, they have actually looked at their portfolios, seeing their properties with the Apartment Life program and the ones without it. And their programs with it have outperformed their properties that do not have the actual program. And those communities without the program are struggling in the sense of, like, what has proved out is the showing of increased retention between 3 and 5% percentage points annually per property that had it. That translates to around $90,000 of NOI per year per property. And I think that speaks loud volumes to what having community, what having that human amenity actually can do for the financials, the financial revenue stream of a community. That's really important. And let's be honest, everyone who owns an apartment community is in it to create that revenue stream. And this is a proven way that can really impact that. Outside of the physical amenities, it's great to have personal wine lockers that you can rent out at your property or have a masseuse that shows up and all the different unique new amenities that they're that you can find in apartment communities. But the core thing is having humans to talk to and to know and have fun with. And that's what brings about that experiential experience of loving where you live. So it has a great financial impact to what's happening. There's other stats too. For a long time, Apartment Life have really focused on the back door with just retention and renewals. But we've really incorporated in the front door as well with our platform by visiting people at their doors, finding out how their move-in was, how their experience in general has been there on those renewal visits. But with the front door, we use our platform now because of a really important aspect of online reputation and social media. And so when we talk to someone who is really loving where they live, we'll ask them point blank, hey, would you mind going online and doing an online review for us? And they'll do it because we're finding the people who really do love where they live and have great things to say about it. We just urge them to do it. And I'll tell you, there's a psychology aspect to all of it. Coming from an Apartment Life team who has their own day job, and this is like a side gig for them. It's a part-time job for them. We can say verbatim the same thing that a property manager could say to a resident, but they receive it very differently from us because we're their neighbors. They look at us strictly as their neighbors. The bonus side is that we aren't just neighbors. We actually are contracted out. We are putting the best face and foot forward for the staff that they're wanting to present to residents, and we're encouraging that and using that psychology of, hey, we're your neighbor, which we are because we do live there, to express that, to show that hard work and the changes that are going to occur, especially during a takeover or something like that when you do have a team there.
And Tiffany, I was going to ask you based on what Aaron was just saying, when it comes to getting information about something that maybe a resident's unhappy with, do you find that they'll be more open and upfront with one of your CARES teams than they will come into the office if they're dissatisfied?
Yeah, you know, they take both routes, but it's nice to see it, you know, shown in a different light because, you know, with us, they'll come in, they'll kind of just give you that inventory form, mark some things down. You kind of got to dig out of them sometimes. And I've noticed that when the CARES team goes around after move-in, like Aaron said, they're talking to a friend. They're not talking to the office. It's support of the office, but they're just so much more lax, you know, and then it's that community feeling once again. So they are able to open up and talk and hold that conversation and not feel like they're giving a laundry list. Of course, we always strive to not have a laundry list, but in the event or times, you know, they may have a couple things wrong, and they having that CARES team to go around and greet them personally at move-in, it definitely gives a very warm welcome.
Lorena, how do you choose a property where you would want to put a CARES team? What are the things about a property or about a situation at a property that would make you say, hey, this would be an appropriate application of having an Apartment Life team out there?
Well, we have experience with 24 Apartment Life members on our nationwide, and so we've implemented them on new lease-ups to create that sense of community from the very beginning. We've put them on distressed assets. If we could get every owner's approval, of course, we would put them across the board. You know, the monetary factor is obviously a component of it that has to be approved, but really any property is going to work. We just added them to some of our high rises, and in the moment of having a high rise without water in the entire building, you know, they went out and bought dry shampoo and mouthwash and wine and things like that for the residents to really help with that situation.
Yeah, so, that's a great point. Mm. We did have a team who did that. They named their impromptu event "No Water, No Problem," and they went out and bought water and the wine. They still made it fun, even yeah. though there are residents there who didn't have water for a period of time, but just thought on their feet and were able to come in. Sort of, that's kind of a crisis thing. It's like, well, how do we help our residents not be upset that when it's out of your control, it's the city turning off water or doing things when those things happen? And it's really important too, I think, when you think about an apartment life team and who they are, because they are there 24/7 in a sense, right? Like when the staff leaves, there's a team or a coordinator who's like living there, mm-hmm. and having that opportunity to be there for people when the staff may not be.
Stacy, it seems like a no-brainer in a no-lose situation to have a team, but it's not something that you can do on every property. Why is that?
Well, you get a certain number of situations in markets where the market is incredibly tight. You know, our occupancy is 95% to 100%, and sometimes the owner of the property says, I'm full, I'm raising rents, you know, why do I need a CARES team?
So, right.
But that's where we talk to them about retention and about, you know, how important it is to try to hold turnover down. One of the things that's really changed about our industry significantly in the last 20 years, and been specifically in the last 10, is the technology that we're involved with. So many of these young people coming in to lease from us nowadays, you know, they're used to leasing online. They're leasing to find the apartment online, and they pay their rent online. So all those touch points we used to have when they would come in to lease or come in to pay their rent, you know, we don't have them anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, the personal touch point where they get a connection with the leasing office and the staff and the team, where they like living there and they feel like somebody cares about them. You don't have that as much. You know, their maintenance requests, they do that online as well, you know. So the technology aspect is great, and but it puts a lot more burden, frankly, on our on-site team to keep up with technology. But it also diminishes the amount of time we have in building a rapport with the resident, frankly.
Right.
So the apartment life team kind of fills that gap. And they, sure, there are going to be some of those residents that really don't want somebody knocking on their door. They don't want to come there. People like their privacy these days. But we find in most of them, you know, if you approach them in the right way, and the apartment life people are very adroit at you know, finding the right subtle way to make a connection with the resident, that they like it. Once, mm-hmm. you know, hey, it's nice to have somebody I know that if my car breaks down, or if somebody, you know, somebody other than the office or whatever. Because, again, we talked about earlier, all these people are transient. They're moving to a city where they don't have family here.
Right.
So it's big. The technology aspect of it is got a great side for our industry, but the lack of connection with the resident creates something that we haven't had to deal with before. And, these apartment life folks kind of fill in that human void, so to speak.
Right. Well, again, a fascinating topic. We're going to take a break. We are going to be back after these messages. I want to remind you once again, you can go to our website and listen to this episode or any archived episode at www.multifamilyradio.com. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Tired
tired of being burned by your carpet vendor? Nobody has you covered like Rasa Floors. They lead the industry with same-day service and cutting-edge technology, like their online ordering portal and mobile app, so you can place orders instantly. The professionals at Rasa Floors are the industry experts offering the hottest new styles of carpet and hard surfaces that will help you achieve your goals. Visit them on social media, watch their videos, and look for them at local trade shows. Rasa Floors will help you make ready your apartment homes for new residents. For more information, visit rasafloors.com.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's eConserve at 713-662-3220.
Your property and liability insurance is one of your highest expenses. Put Ted W. Allen and Associates' 50-plus years of experience in multifamily insurance to work for you. If you have multiple properties on separate policies, you may qualify for a master policy, which can eliminate the need for multiple insurance renewals and provide you significantly lower premiums. Call Ted W. Allen & Associates at 281-378-7500. That's 281-378-7500. Or online at tedwallen.com.
Looking for cost savings and curb appeal? Call WaterLogic, the nation's specialist in multifamily property water management. Using interactive, smart water technology, WaterLogic's professionals can help you save up to 40% on irrigation water annually, potentially adding tens of thousands of dollars back into your budget. Call WaterLogic at 713-983-9555 for a no-cost irrigation usage analysis. Your property will look great, and you'll be a hometown hero.
We are back, and you're listening to Multifamily Matters, and today we're discussing the topic, Apartment Life, a Unique Resident Retention Program. Joining me in the studio is Aaron Hardy, Vice President of Client Relations with Apartment Life, Stacy Hunt, Executive Director at Graystar, Lorena Crump, Regional Manager with Lincoln Property Company, and joining us by phone is Tiffany Scarlett, Business Manager with Alliance Residential, and Idazel Arienza, a resident who lives in a community where Apartment Life program is in place. I do want to take a quick moment and thank our exclusive sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. EconServe, providing multifamily water conservation solutions for properties across the U.S. Rasa Floors, the professional flooring advisor, specialized in making in make-ready replacement flooring for the multifamily industry throughout Texas and Oklahoma. WaterLogic, the smarter way to water, providing professional irrigation water management. And Ted W. Allen and Associates, specializing in multifamily habitational insurance since 1967. You know, Lorena was talking in the last segment about when you had a high-rise that ran out of water, and that, I think that would be considered in some ways a crisis situation. Aaron, how does apartment, I mean, in Houston we have floods, we have hurricanes, there's fires that you see at apartment properties across the city on a somewhat regular basis on the news. How does Apartment Life mobilize and assist when those types of crises happen on properties?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, I can talk to you from a personal standpoint. Yeah, I do work for Apartment Life, but my husband and I are the product. We are an Apartment Life team at a property, and we have been at several in the past, you know, 6 years that we've been part of this organization. We actually lived at an apartment community, a very large apartment community here in Houston that flooded Memorial Day weekend, probably like 5 or 6 years ago. Our whole apartment was flooded. We had water up to our knees in the middle of the night and had to get out and go upstairs and knock on our neighbor's door. And thankfully, because we were the team, we knew them. But during that crisis, we were able to mobilize the community itself. We have access to things. We have access to the club room. We could go in there and find ways to get the food out that we've had for events that were stored up. And when the water receded, we just started grilling out and doing things for residents because no one could leave. There was water everywhere. I mean, even our staff couldn't even get on site. We were the only people on site who could communicate with them about what was going on. So it's a great partnership to have that in place when something unfortunate like this happens. happens. And yeah, and when you talk about Harvey, I mean, Houston is still recovering from Harvey, but there are many, many communities that were damaged severely, and some are just now back and leasing up again as a recovery effort. But we mobilize people because those teams who are on site, even though they may be part of the catastrophe that is happening, they know that Apartment Life is going to come alongside them and help them as our employees. And so as an organization, we also mobilize people outside that, other organizations, to come in and help with cleanup efforts and just feeding people. You know, the same apartment community that I mentioned that I was at, I no longer live there, but when Harvey hit, they were hit really badly. It was Nob Hill in Houston. And there we just put our APB out there and got people to come there and help. It was companies. Keller Williams sent everyone who worked for Keller Williams was just like engaged to go and like help and show up somewhere. People had their churches come, just their friends, people who weren't affected the way those apartment communities were. Their friends came alongside them and helped their neighbors as a greater community, and moving their furniture, taking things out of their homes, helping them find clothing and food that were all destroyed during that catastrophe.
Stacy, how important is that to have? I mean, basically what Aaron's describing is when your management teams, it's not when your property, but when a management team can't get there, they become the de facto, you know, people that the residents look up to for whatever they need.
Yeah, that does help. No question about it. Because in many cases, we used to always have our, usually there's one person on the team, either the lead maintenance guy or the manager or assistant manager. There's usually somebody who lives at the property, but in many cases they're not, because they're just people live far away from the property, things like that. But if you have a CARES team there, you do have an immediate responder, a first responder, so to speak, and that can help calm the situation down. But people don't realize sometimes that Apartment Life is a very strong firm. It's been around for many years. It has substance. Has quite a few units in most of the cities that they work in, so they could call a Apartment Life team from another property to come help as well, which is what people do in the apartment industry. Is you bring people over from your employees over from other properties to help out as well in times of crisis. So Apartment Life is no new firm. They've been around long enough. They've got fiber. They've got substance. They've got a great board. They've got financial stability. And they can bring that type of stability in a crisis. So you need in crisis as many people as possible to come help, either that a fire, or flood, or hurricane, tornado, because the people who live on site, that's their homes, their belongings, their pets, their families. They're struggling and they're maybe not thinking straight. So you need people to put their arm around them and keep them calm. Frankly.
Yeah. Tiffany, as an on-site manager of a community, that peace of mind that you've got that backup there if you did have some type of disaster, how does that help you sleep at night?
Oh, it's wonderful. With Harvey, we experienced a lot of street flooding in our location, some roof leaks, minor things, but thank God we didn't have, what some other communities experienced. And I will say it was very assuring getting updates, getting pictures, text messages throughout this entire storm that we had from my team that is on site, and just, it was so reassuring. I was not able to get there. I'm 45 minutes away from my community, and the roads are blocked, of course, and it was so reassuring to have them sending those messages throughout the day, knowing that there was somebody out there just walking around on the community, being that face and that point of contact for those residents that did have questions. Of course, there was nobody in the office to answer those phones. Emails were, we responded as possible, sent mass e-blasts, but to have that person, it means so much, and I slept so much better knowing that, they were there, and they were there for our residents, they were there for us, they were there for everyone, and you can't get that. It truly is just amazing having them on our team. It makes a world of a difference.
And Izel, when Hurricane Harvey hit, were you at the property you are now?
Yes,
I was not.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Actually, No, go ahead. I was actually not at the property. I was living in Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, at the time.
So
you lucked out.
I did not experience any of the flooding, but I did see a lot of the. I saw a lot of what was going on, and knowing that my family was safe, I can only imagine what it's like being in a community where, you know, you don't really have too many people to rely on except for the people that you know around you. So,
right.
I can only imagine what that was like.
You know, Aaron, Stacy touched a little bit on the fact about the software and, you know, let's talk about online reputation. How does Apartment Life help and assist with online reputation?
We did touch on that a little while ago when I was talking about how we really focus as a company on the back door for so long. But now we really incorporate the front door part of it as well, because we know that 83% of prospects view ratings and reviews in their apartment search. That's a JT Turner research stat. And when people are using it at that great of a percentage, you want your online reputation to look good, because if they're weighing very heavily on that, how are you going to get people in the front door? And so we, through the efforts of a team on site and really engaging those online reputations scores and things like that with residents when they talk to them and have high value in those things, we really are coming alongside you and helping with bringing those new prospective residents in as well, which is really what is driving business in a lot of ways. That's the future. It's online reviews and social media. So it's really important. And I think I will tell you that we as Apartment Life, when we really started focusing on this, we piloted on 20 programs, and they increased their online reputation ratings by 18% in 6 months.
Wow.
That's a big number to look at when you think about how easily one negative review can decrease it, but what great effort it can be and what positive impact it can be when you're asking the right people to, hey, can you just go on and review your experience here? Because that's what brings value and brings money in the door for an apartment community, when people see online that people like where they live and they love it and they're talking about it.
We got about 30 seconds, Stacy, but we had a previous guest on the show who said how the things have changed in the apartment industry over the years now with this social media, that today you don't even know how many people you never get to talk to because they've already discounted the property because they've seen something online that has turned them off. Mm-hmm. Does Apartment Life help with that from a proactive standpoint?
No question about it. Again, it's the touch points with the residents and asking them. We actually ask them, they do that, our maintenance people do that. But the Apartment Life people are really good at it. And asking the resident, look, if you're happy here, if you've enjoyed your experience, you know, would you mind posting? Because, right. You know, so many times the negative posts come from people that, you know, that they're upset, they haven't paid their rent on time, they lost their job, whatever. But the positive people are happy, but they don't take the time to post.
Right.
So you've got to prompt them a little bit, and the Apartment Life people really help us with that.
Okay, great. Well, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back with our final segment of Multifamily Matters right after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Looking for cost savings and curb appeal? Call WaterLogic, the nation's specialist in multifamily property water management. Using interactive, smart water technology, WaterLogic's professionals can help you save up to 40% on irrigation water annually, potentially adding tens of thousands of dollars back into your budget. Call WaterLogic at 713-983-9555 for a no-cost irrigation usage analysis. Your property will look great, and you'll be a hometown hero.
Your property and liability insurance is one of your highest expenses. Put Ted W. Allen and Associates' 50-plus years of experience in multifamily insurance to work for you. If you have multiple properties on separate policies, you may qualify for a master policy, which can eliminate the need for multiple insurance renewals and provide you significantly lower premiums. Call Ted W. Allen and Associates at 281-378-7500. That's 281-378-7500. Or online at tedwallen.com.
Tired of being burned by your carpet vendor? Nobody has you covered like Rasa Floors. They lead the industry with same-day service and cutting-edge technology, like their online ordering portal and mobile app, so you can place orders instantly. The professionals at Rasa Floors are the industry experts offering the hottest new styles of carpet and hard surfaces that will help you achieve your goals. Visit them on social media, watch their videos, and look for them at local trade shows. Rasa Floors will help you make ready your apartment homes for new residents. For more information, visit rasafloors.com.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's eConserve at 713-662-3220.
Well, we're back with our final segment of Multifamily Matters, and we're discussing the topic of apartment life, a unique resident retention program. Joining me in the studio is Aaron Hardy, Vice President of Client Relations with Apartment Life, Stacy Hunt, Executive Director of Gray Star, Lorena Crump, Regional Manager with Lincoln Property Company, and joining us by phone is Tiffany Scarlett, Business Manager with Alliance Residential, and Idazel Arienza, a resident who lives at a community where Apartment Life program is in place. You know, we were talking a little bit about the social media and complaints that are posted there. Lorena, what happens when you get a specific resident that is challenging? And do you ever ask the Apartment Life folks to step in where maybe the manager or the staff, it would be better for them to talk to them?
Sure. We've had many instances where we've had some challenges with specific residents and trying to, you know, our team is well-versed in helping with those. But when you've got a peer, so to say, and a team on site that's able to talk to them and relay that information without coming from the office, they've been instrumental in helping us with some of our most challenging residents who we thought, you know, we may not could, you know, renew at the time, and it turned a new leaf, and they were able to stay, and we were able to get past those challenges.
Great. Aaron, I know that in just reading up about Apartment Life and prepping for the show that you guys have a program that has been launched recently that is in the affordable arena. And tell us a little bit about that, because there's a lot of those types of properties out there.
And that's correct. Most people are familiar with our traditional classic program, which is where a team lives on site. But we do affordable housing type properties, workforce housing. A lot of times we have an on-site and off-site version. Any property, traditional or conventional workforce housing, can choose between those two things. It just depends on what your needs are. The affordable housing, we actually have a program where we will look at a LORA. We will actually manage a LORA for you if you want to hire us to do that. But we will have a coordinator or a team come in and perform all the services you need to meet your LORA requirements. And those are important because that's part of the business and part of the things that are required for the property to handle. And that can be hard, just like we've heard other people say on this call, that it's hard to do that well and manage all the other aspects of day-to-day business on a property. In those programs, we really get down and look at your LORA, find out what your resident's really needing, and you get to pick and choose in that aspect what kind of program you want to provide to your residents. And this too helps with many things. We will do educational things wrapped up into the fun events. So not only are we meeting the LORA requirements, but we're still bringing the normal apartment life fun and doing events that are well executed and thoughtfully created to make all those things fun for residents, just like it would be on a traditional property, but also incorporating in those aspects of the LORA, like financial education or job searching, computer usage, just teaching things that people need to know more about. But we do that through those fun events and a fun, engaging atmosphere.
How long ago did you launch that new product?
It was piloted a year ago in different markets. We here in Houston launched it here back in January.
Okay. Yeah. And starting to get some traction with it now?
We have, yeah. We actually got a call yesterday from a regional who we've worked with in the past with our traditional product, an on-site product, who was like, hey, I've got a tax credit senior property and I'd love to use your services. I heard that you have a new product. It's not really new. Other people do. There are competitors out there who do it. But we're using our experience, like Stacey was mentioning earlier, of, you know, 18, 19 years in the industry and doing what we do well, incorporating that into what is needed for workforce housing and tax credit communities. Again, being well executed, but being thoughtful about it and knowing how to relate well to people and to communicate with them and relate to them so that we're actually impacting their lives in a positive way.
Stacey, you've worked with, and you had mentioned that Greystar is probably the largest client of Apartment Life. What would you tell a small owner about Apartment Life, what they should be looking at?
I would tell any owner, and again, those 65 some odd properties that where we have Apartment Life teams across the country, we don't own those properties. Mm-hmm. We some of them we do, but many of them we manage for other groups. And we talk to people about this all the time. Today's helter-skelter technology world, the on-site staffs in these properties are absolutely inundated with different types of requests from a technology standpoint. Those are marketing, legal, maintenance, having to deal with package deliveries. You wouldn't believe how much time our people on site have to deal with, the package deliveries from Amazon that go to the residents and things like that. So the traditional role of the on-site staff of being able to devote, say, 15 to 20% or 30% of their time, to resident functions or talking to residents, it's much more difficult this day and time. So that CARES team or the Apartment Life team, really helps fill that void and really, again, I said this earlier in the discussion, the turnover cost today is very, very expensive because the rents in these apartments are very expensive. And every day that you have a vacant unit is going to cost the property dearly. So to be able to renew these residents is almost a number one goal. You have to lease them, obviously, when they come to the property. But to renew them is even more important. It can save you on the cost. And, it sets the property up for financial gain. And also a good, strong renewal rate. A lot of our properties are for sale. Our clients are always looking to sell a property. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that the buyers look at is, what has been your turnover rate? If 65% of the people have been moving out, is it because of bad service or is it because you've got noise, you've got bad neighborhoods, you've got sound transmission problems, people who are looking to buy an apartment as an investment, they look at the previous record of turnover in that particular property. And if you can get that turnover rate down, and a lot of that has to do with making the resident feel wanted and feel a part of the community, you can bring down the turnover rate. And if you can do that, not only are you creating immediate income, but you're creating a picture to a buyer of the property that, man, this is a solid, stable property. These people like living here. And, frankly, if I buy it and improve it even further, they might pay additional rent, because they don't want to leave. They like the community.
Yeah, I would touch on that. Just because we haven't really talked about what it costs to have an Apartment Life program on site. And so when talking about people who are making decisions about it, the three basics is you would provide a traditional on-site team an event budget each month. There's an Apartment Life fee that you pay to Apartment Life to have our product because we train and resource our teams very greatly. We provide them a lot of resources, training in fair housing, all the things that go along with being an on-site person which helps liability of things. But then also how they're compensated is the people who live on site live in a two-bedroom, two-bath apartment. And a lot of times we'll get pushback on that apartment because it's on their budget. This is a red line. But how it needs to be viewed is that if you have a vacant unit somewhere on site and you have an Apartment Life team living in it, that team is actually an income generator for you. And they do that because there is research that shows that an average team on site can renew or help save 3 leases a month on average. So if you look at those numbers and realize that that team is in there, if they are doing that 3 times a month, that helps pay for the program in and of itself 3 times over in a year. And so that's really important to view the apartment and the cost of that as like, well, this is an income stream that's actually being created through that apartment.
That's a good point also, because it's kind of slipped up on us over the last 20 years. But you know, the average rent of an apartment, and I'm talking, you know, primarily Class A and B apartments in Houston, you know, is well above $1,000 a month, you know, $1,200, $1,300 a month. So you can save a renewal. That means a lot more than it did 15 years ago when our rents were average $700 a month.
Right. So I want to give everybody a chance quickly to tell a little bit about their company, and someone wanted to reach them, how they could get in touch with them. Erin, why don't you start?
Sure. So you can find us at apartmentlife.org. We are in 28 states and growing tremendously. So no matter where you are, reach out to us if you're interested in our product. We are looking to grow and expand into markets we are not currently in even. If you are here in Houston, you can reach me at erinhardy@apartmentlife.org. And I'd love to come alongside you and partner with you and see how we can really, you know, increase your return of investment with an income stream by having residents really love where they live.
And if somebody listening was interested or knew someone who might be interested in becoming a team member, as far as an on-site team member, they should contact you as well.
That's right. Just go to apartmentlife.org and apply, and it's as simple as that, and you'll go through the process.
Okay. Lorena, if someone wants to reach you.
Oh, yeah, great. Lorena. It's Lorena Crump, and it's lcrump@lpsi.com or lincolnapps.com.
Okay. Tiffany, how could someone reach you if they had some questions?
Yeah, absolutely. Email, and that's going to be tscarlett, and that's with 2 T's at the end, at allresco.com. So tscarlett@allresco.com.
Stacy?
You can always email me at shunt@graystar.com, and Graystar is spelled with an E. And if there were some owner out there listening who want to know more about the value proposition, so to speak, of Apartment Life, feel free to give me a call as well at 713-966-5000.
Before we close, Erin, give us a real-world success story of a resident retention where Apartment Life was able to step in and save the day.
Yeah, there are many, many stories, you guys, but I love having the privilege of being an Apartment Life team, and I can speak to seeing it firsthand. My husband and I are actually a team at a property called Heights at West Chase here in Houston, and they had a management takeover, an ownership takeover, and residents were really feeling once for the vents because things had really slacked off previously, and so we have stepped in and done that. But we also have had the privilege of taking neighbors' places, and we've invited friends of ours and our new neighbors to football games and things like that are going on in this great city, and just really get to talk to them and just care for them and hear about what they love about where they live. And there was a couple who actually was on the fence because rent was being increased, and we got to take them to the football game and just say, hey, like, things are really changing for the positive. I mean, we were actually here because these tickets were given to us to gift one of our neighbors, and you happened to be them, and they were like really just really thankful for that. And I don't know that it happens at every property, but my point is that we all as Apartment Life teams have opportunity to change the minds of people and let them see that, hey, where I'm living is really amazing, and really make a fun time of it.
That's great. Well, I want to thank everybody for coming today. It's been a great topic, and Apartment Life is a great company. I see them all over the country when I'm going to different shows, and it's a good story. We are going to be back next Friday, and each and every Friday at 10 a.m. right here on 1110 KTEK. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Thank you for listening to Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. To find out more about the show or make suggestions for topics or interesting guests, go to multifamilyradio.com. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.